This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters is speaking out again after being released from prison today. She appeared on Steve Bannon's War Room this morning, where she continued to make false claims of widespread election fraud.
I know that the Democrats are going to cheat, and no one's really addressing the problem that I spent my time in prison as retribution for, and that was exposing the election machines that allow the votes to be flipped.
Peters was convicted in 2024 for tampering with Mesa County's voting machines to search for evidence of election rigging. Last month, Governor Jared Polis reduced the length of her sentence, which he believed was too harsh and was impacted by her election denial beliefs. The state's Democratic Party then censured Polis. The Colorado Department of Corrections has not released any information about the conditions of Peters' parole, including where she will stay and what restrictions there may be on her travel. The opening date for Denver Summit FC's temporary stadium in Centennial has been delayed. Again, Denverite's Paolo Chalcita has the latest on Colorado's new women's pro sports team.
While the team's initial schedule showed the upcoming home games against Kansas City and Houston would be played in Centennial in early July, fans will now be attending those games at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City. The recent rain is making it hard to pour roads and sidewalks. If things go according to plan, Summit players will first step onto the pitch at Centennial Stadium on July 18th to take on the Portland Thorns. I'm Paolo Chalcita, Denverite.
You can find more news online at denverite.com and at cpr.org. Along the Central Front Range today, high temperatures will be near 80. Afternoon showers are possible.